What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Dreamcast. Fellas, say hello.
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 Hello. What are we going to do today? I was thinking we should start off with a dream just to captivate the minds of the audience.
Definitely. We got a lot of dreams.
Yeah, we had I don't know what was going on this week, but we had some strange dreams.
Sadly, I'm a slacker and didn't record all mine. But I can kind of remember one of them, and then I have a tidbit from one that I typed out.
I hardly ever write down my dreams.
Oh, I want to start with with one that I haven't wrote down, so I want to make sure I record it onto this. But I had a dream last night where I was walking beside my pond, and my sister is dog-sitting some dogs. And I looked down in the puddle, and it was like 6 feet deep, and one of the dogs was sitting on the bottom of the puddle, like 6 feet under. Like a hippopotamus being too heavy to float. Because if y'all haven't seen this dog, he is so fat. Oh. He is round.
He's basically a baby hippo.
Yeah, so in my dream, he was a hippo. And he just sank to the bottom. And he was howling underwater.
Huh.
But he was like... And there was also this weird British guy standing beside me that was apparently his dad. He was like, dog, why are you in the water? Why are you sinking?
That's your British. That's his accent.
That's not
why. Why are you sinking?
Why are you sinking?
But okay, so he's British in the dream, but he had a weird accent, like it wasn't a British accent.
He's Japanese.
Why are you sinking?
Plus, my interpretation of the dream accent wasn't that good. So all around, that he had a
come out of there, dog. I cook you up.
Oh, but he was okay. So I got this dog out. I put him on the shore. He walks like a robot dog straight back into the puddle, falls back down into the 6 foot puddle, and starts howling again.
So, oh, God.
He's having a bad day.
Yeah, he was a really, I don't know if he's that dumb in real life, but he is that fat. So that was interesting. Right. But I just want to make sure there was a lot more to that dream that I don't remember, but I wanted to make sure I got that part recorded.
I think you just severely offended that dog, and I just severely offended every Japanese person.
I think it's a Chinese that ate dog.
Yeah, see, there we go.
You can't even offend the right people.
I can't.
That's so offensive.
I'm sorry.
All right, what was who had the weirdest dream?
Jay, you want to start with yours?
Mine's probably not the weirdest, but I'll start with a tidbit of one that I had typed out. I'm with the turtle man, Greg, that we know. We're looking for snapping turtles. Imagine that. In a pool, as I watched, a big one rears its head. I remember what this was like. It was like a giant clear pool with a bunch of gunk on the bottom. And it was like looking into a lake, but the water was crystal clear. And it was at night. And I was shining the light around. And I see a big alligator snapper finally stick its head out from under something down there. And I jump in, I dive in, and swim down and grab onto it and like pull it up to the surface. Turns out we're at Reed Bingham. That's the dream. That's what I wrote. That's what I wrote down.
That's where it ended?
No, yeah, that's what I wrote down. But something else weird happened, but I don't remember what it was, and it's kind of frustrating. But I remember struggling. It was really realistic, like struggling with a huge turtle. But the other one I was going to tell you about is pretty quick also, but I didn't write it down. I just remember.
Turns out we're at Reed Bingham.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that. So the other night, I don't remember how many nights ago this was. It was like night before last or something. I dreamed we just recently visited the beach house, which is something I want to talk about when we get a chance because it's just too good.
Yeah.
But so we're at the beach house in my dream, and me and my girlfriend are standing on, or actually we're snorkeling, and we're out in the waves, and I hear someone scream shark. And I just know there's a shark in the water somewhere. So this is totally out of character in real life. But I go to the shore, and she stays in. She's like, no, I want to swim with the shark. So I stand up on a pier and look down in the water at her, and I can see the shark swimming around. Like, there's a shark right there, and she can't see it. So it's like looking at a top-down view of her swimming, and different, like a dolphin came through and was... She couldn't even see. I was like, there's a dolphin right there. And it just swims by her and she doesn't even know it. And
did you say this was Isabella?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember if you said it was your mom or Isabella.
Yeah. But yeah, that's about the size of it. It was just.
You really vivid. Said stay on the shore and she dove in.
No, we were both snorkeling. Looking at fish and stuff. And then a shark comes up out of the depths, and I swim back to the shore, and she insists on staying in with the shark.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Which is a little bit backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a little bit, that is a little bit out of character. That's funny. I have been, I'll let you tell your dream in just a minute, Clay. But I have been watching listening/watching to a lot of podcasts lately.
Oh boy.
Slightly to get inspiration, slightly to entertain myself. But I was watching a podcast from Joe Rogan and Les Stroud, and he wasn't talking about how to dream, but he was talking about starving in the wild. And he said something about he was making a joke. He said, if you want to have some weird dreams, don't eat for the day. And I was like, I got to write that down, because he said when you're starving, apparently you don't have, or you have these crazy vivid dreams. And I was like, I got to write that down, because one day I want to try that. I want to go on like a 2 or 3 day fast and see if I have some really vivid dreams.
Be crazy.
Yeah, yeah, that would be really, because I want to know if that works, because apparently, according to him, when he's out there, Les Stroud is Survivor Man. I don't know if I said that, but the Survivor Man that was, used to come on TV. I used to watch him.
Yeah.
I think now he's doing something with Bigfoot or something. But
of course.
Man. But he used to be like this super reputable guy that knew a lot about survival. I don't know why he's doing Bigfoot, but I haven't watched the show. But
speaking of speaking of fast, there's a guy on YouTube that I've been checking on, not watching, but checking on to make sure he doesn't die. He did a live stream of a 40-day fast. He's a fitness YouTuber, and he basically went crazy. If you want to look it up, his name's Connor Murphy. But it's, to say the least, it's interesting. He literally ate nothing for 40 days.
Hmm.
And he did like he videoed himself every day to show how he changed. And it's just, it's insane. But I mean, he's totally okay with it. Like, I don't know if he's crazy now or not, but he's interested in it. He's
is it like a spiritual fast?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's a spiritual fast.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's not as crazy. Like, I know people around here have done 40-day or 30-day fast for like spiritual stuff, but that's kind of crazy to just go on. Like, I thought you were talking about for like health reasons, but
no. No, you don't want to do that.
Still pretty weird.
Yeah, but
So I understand it a little bit more now. Not to say it's still not crazy, because that's pretty weird. But I was like, what is his motivation for doing this? What does he think is going to happen after 40 days of no food?
It doesn't build muscle.
No, it doesn't.
I thought that's what you were going to tell me. I thought he was going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be so ripped after this 40-day fast. I was like, what?
That's not exactly how it works.
Yeah. That's why I was so...
why it doesn't make sense, Colton.
Oh, but he's doing it for a reason, like a spiritual reason, which makes a little bit more sense. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense if you're doing it for spiritual reasons. But but that's something I did the other day. I want to get to where I can go... I want to get to where my metabolism can handle eating one meal a day, because I just think that'd be really interesting to forget to eat all day.
Yeah.
Like, because if I think about it, all day I'm snacking on something. Like, I'll be walking around. It's like, I'm bored. What am I going to do? I'm going to eat something. So
that's interesting, because like, I'm the opposite. I could go all day. I could eat one meal and not eat the rest of the day.
Huh? Well, I can too, but the thing is, I get bored and I'm not hungry, but I eat. So,
see, I wish I had that problem.
Oh, well.
I find it hard to eat all the calories I want to eat in a day.
I've been forgetting to eat.
See?
Too much.
See, that's what I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to, like the other day, I went from the time I woke up to like, I don't remember what it was, like 5 o'clock. And I was like, well, I'll eat now. And it wasn't that hard, but the boredom... Like, I find stuff to do, but when I'm sitting around the house not doing things, I like to eat while I watch, like, YouTube or something, or listen to a podcast.
Huh.
And I want to get to where I can. There's a thing called the OMAD diet, and you eat 1 meal a day. And I think that would be cool. Not necessarily for. I know people do it to lose weight. It's called intermittent fasting, but yeah. I don't necessarily want to do it for that reason. I want to do it because, for one, I think it'd be a cool experiment because I've heard a lot of people say that's the way that our bodies used to work because mm-hmm. you didn't have constant food. You ate right. once a day or whenever you had food.
Yeah.
I also watched a video on Yes Theory where he went 3 days, I think it was, without eating. And I'd like to do that. But I don't want to do what he did and do it just cold turkey, not eat for 3 to 5 days, whatever it was. But I want to work my way up to it. So start off going most of the day without eating, then go a whole day without eating, then go 2 days without eating. And I just think it would be a cool, if for nothing else, a cool disciplinary exercise, you know, just kind of make myself do it. And also, think about if you went camping or something, you wouldn't even have to take any food because you wouldn't have to eat for 3 days. And it's just something that a lot of people don't.
Well, I think I need to add some reserves first before I do that.
Yeah, I don't have that problem. I have reserves.
I'm trying to build mine.
You need to add some to yours. I have a little bit of belly fat, which I think that is the fat loss was the afterthought. I mean, I don't consider myself like husky or anything, but I wouldn't mind losing a little bit of fat around the edges. But that would be like the afterthought, though, that not the primary reason. I feel like if I did it for weight loss or something, I would fail. But since I'm kind of doing it as an experiment, I think I can do it.
It'll definitely happen if you go for more than a day without eating.
Yeah. And I don't know if I'd make that a part of my everyday life, but I definitely want to do it at least once and try it. And it won't be like a spiritual fast or anything, which, you know, what is I try to be spiritual every day, not like only when I fast. So just live my everyday life and just not eat. But I mean, I understand spiritual fast, but I don't know if I've actually ever done one. So that's another thing. I don't even know if I've ever gone a full day or two without eating. So
I don't think I have.
And that's
I've gone days where I've eaten very little.
So I don't even know. I mean, that in itself is kind of a cool thought. I mean, how years down the road, how long have you gone without eating? Hey, I went a week without eating one time. I mean, that'd be a cool story to tell, right?
Yeah.
So I'd like to try it, but I'm going to have to do it when I keep my mind busy because, like I said, if I'm at home and I can't think of anything to do and I'm like, hey, let's watch some YouTube or some TV, that's where I start getting hungry. I start wanting to just munch on something. And those little chip calories add up.
Yeah.
You start with 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. You eat a handful of chips and you're up to 10,000 calories.
Maybe that's what
calories.
I need to do.
Yeah, dude, you just eat the crappy stuff and it goes up. Like, you'd be surprised how many calories are just in the crappiest stuff. But you eat eggs.
My problem is I'm eating healthy.
Yeah, if you eat like eggs and sausage or, well, maybe not sausage, but if you eat like eggs for breakfast and omelets and vegetables and stuff, you're like, man, I just ate a whole bunch. How many calories I got? Like 600, but you eat a bag of chips and you're up to 2000 calories. It's like, oh my gosh. It feels like that anyway. I'm sure it's not that dramatic, but when something's good and you just eat it without thinking about it, you start to rack up in calories, which is what you need.
Yeah,
you need those calories to get that muscle mass.
Those Simply Cheetos.
Simply.
You can get stuck there a while, man.
Yeah, but I mean, if something's good, you just don't even notice yourself eating it. And then, like, I used to drink when I worked at Starbucks. I used to drink like maybe three venti cups of coffee a day. And Starbucks coffee, like lattes and things, aren't coffee. It's not like it has zero calories. These are full cups of milk. These are 20 ounces of milk. So you're constantly drinking 20 ounces of milk plus like syrup pumps, which have like, I don't even remember how much they had. I think the mocha might have had like 50 calories a pump. So
I've heard that back in the days, like when, you know, when Arnold Schwarzenegger was in his prime, they would drink a whole gallon of milk a day.
Wow.
You know how sick I would be?
I think my dad used to do that because when he was a teenager, he wasn't like fat or anything. But when he was a teenager, my papa would swap the whole milk. He would pour the skim milk into the whole milk jug because my dad was drinking like a gallon of milk every day or two. And so he thought he was drinking too much milk. So he bought skim milk and poured it into the whole milk jug because my dad didn't like skim milk.
I kind of want to try that. Drink a whole gallon of milk in a day.
He just really liked milk. He drinks so much milk.
I do too. I feel like I might be able to do it.
I mean, try it.
Maybe Gatorade if I had, or some tea, some sweet tea.
Oh, speaking of working out, I tried a creatine drink the other day.
Oh, yeah? That's what I do.
And I was actually pretty sore. I didn't even do a workout, per se. I just, my body was moving everywhere. So after I got done with hyping out, I was sore. So I went to Walmart, and I was like, that looks kind of good. I don't remember what it was called, but I remember the flavor. It was rainbow unicorn flavor.
Oh, my gosh. What the heck? That probably makes you, like, high or something.
I know, right? I was like, this looks so cool. It was pink and blue, and that's right up my alley.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what you're talking about.
I was where like, you found I gotta try this. Yeah. And I read the label. I don't like drinking energy drinks because of all the bad stuff in it, but if there's a good label on it, I'm a sucker for a good advertisement. So I look on the label, and it says, like something about, I don't think it's said it this way, but it was basically like a creative drink, like a creative juices drink.
What the heck?
It was like,
I think you got
enlighten your mind.
Oh
bro.
My gosh. I think you got swindled.
Weed.
you got something you didn't want.
But it was like rainbow unicorn flavor. I've got to try this. So I read the label and it had this whole thing about how it's not like other energy drinks and how it's better and it doesn't have all the sugar and whatnot. And I don't like artificial sweeteners, but this one had sucralose in it, which is supposedly not as bad as aspartame, but I still try to stay away from it. But I was like, it'll be all right. I'll try it because I don't like the aftertaste of artificial sweeteners either. It leaves a weird aftertaste in your mouth. But I looked on the label and it was like, you know, this is better than other energy drinks that are packed with sugar and caffeine. And unlike us, we're packed with creatine and caffeine. So it wasn't it said ultra creatine. So I'm not sure what that means. But
I have a BCAA energy powder. Stuff is blue raspberry flavored, and then I've just put pure creatine in it.
I imagine that was what this was supposed to taste like, blue raspberry, but instead they called it rainbow unicorn.
That's interesting.
But so my plan was to drink it and then go to piano lessons, and then I'd be inspired. I'd be like enlightened, you know. But so I drank it, went to piano lessons, had a normal piano lesson. I was like, well, dang, it didn't really work. Got home.
And then you wazzed out.
I was like, oh, gosh. I was like, all right, I've got to use this energy. So I went outside, tried to climb some trees that I like straight up trees, not like these are pole trees. What do they call it? Cypress trees. I tried to climb cypress trees, which I can't do yet because they're too slick and too big around. But I gave it like all I had, and my forearms were like pumped, and I was trying to climb these cypress trees, and then I came inside and did push-ups, and I was like going all around, and I was just walking around the yard really fast. And
yeah, I learned my lesson about drinking that and not getting adequate exercise afterwards.
I was so pumped. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna just, I don't know what I'm about to do, but I just have so much energy pent up.
I think I might need some rainbow unicorn.
Yeah, it sounds. That's what like we need, dude. That's what we need to do. We need to all get that brand of creatine energy drink, put it in here, and we'll all drink it 30 minutes before we do a podcast, and then
let's do it.
It'll be like Joe Rogan's marijuana podcast where they all hit a blunt.
My gosh.
Or hit a joint. They'll all hit a joint and drink beer. And they'll have a podcast. That was actually the Les Stroud one. They were doing that, the Survivor Man one, and everybody in the comments was like, why did you have someone as great as Les Stroud on and then do it drunk? And then, like, because it wasn't a very good interview. But yeah, we got to do that. We got to, next time y'all come in, I might have some rainbow unicorn sitting in here.
We should totally do it.
The creatine episode. That's funny. But I kind of lost where we were talking about.
Clay was going to tell his dream, but then you said, hold on, Clay.
Hold on, Clay. By the way,
actually. Then, because this is a very interesting conversation.
Yeah. All right. So, Clay, you're going to tell your dream now?
I suppose so.
What's your dream? Okay, what's your amazing
what's
dream?
My dream? All right. So,
what's your dream?
It's actually not one dream. It's kind of multiple dreams because lately... there's been this, I like to call it the shadow creature showing up in my dream.
I want to say one thing. This is interesting because, you know, we were talking about on a different episode how I have recurring settings in my dreams.
Yeah.
So apparently Clay has recurring characters, which we already knew from his dreams he had about ThimbleTech.
I don't think I have recurring anything. So my dreams are just always random.
So Clay.
Okay. So this shadow creature, I don't know if it's a man, I don't know if it's an animal, I don't know what it is, but it's been in multiple dreams, and some I don't remember. I can tell you about three, though, dreams it's been in, and before that, I think there were some, but I don't solidly remember them. But I'll start with the first one. I was at the beach house. I might have had this dream while I was at the beach house, actually. I don't quite know, but I was at the beach house. And it was dark. It was nighttime. And
at night with my brother.
At night with my brother. No. Okay. It was dark. And I think everyone else was asleep. I got up and was just heading towards the door. There was more to this dream as well. But I don't really remember it. But what I do remember is I was going towards the door. Or I was like standing in the middle of the hall. The main hall or whatever at our beach house. But anyway, there's this tiny shadow man. And he would walk towards me, and then he would zip side to side. And it was really hard to keep your eyes on him, because when he zipped, he's like a shadow. You know, it's weird.
What did he look like?
He was, I don't think he had a face. I think he was just about maybe a foot tall, maybe less.
But it looked like a man?
But I think it was in the shape of a body.
I'm going to try to close my eyes and visualize this. So you said he's in a hall. He's a shadow man.
Yeah, okay. So
doesn't
imagine...
Doesn't necessarily have a face?
He doesn't really, I don't think.
Okay.
So imagine we're at a beach house, so just imagine a house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in, like, the living room area, and there's a hall that leads out to a back door. Well,
okay.
It's nighttime. I think there's some moonlight. And this little shadow guy is in between me and the door. And he's a little bit distant away. Then he starts moving towards me. And when he moves, he has kind of... I don't remember it precisely, but I remember it was hard to keep track of him. And he... I think it was like a... how do I explain this? Maybe like when he dashed, he kind of... There's multiple of him. You know, like in the cartoons, how there's multiple hands when
like
they're waving
a motion blur type thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. So when he moved from side to side... It was hard to keep track of him.
Okay.
And he was coming towards me, and I was kind of scared of him. And I was, you know, trying to keep track of him, maybe looking back and forth or whatever. But then I remember he jumped up and attacked, very specifically, my left shoulder right in between my chest and my shoulder. Mm-hmm. And he was, like, attacking it and pushing me back and, you know. Yeah.
So how tall was this shadow guy?
He was about maybe a foot or less.
Oh my, a foot or less.
He's small.
He's a small boy.
Very small.
Maybe he was a man. Maybe he was just a really small man. I don't know. He was scared.
But he was scary.
Yeah, scary shadow man. Okay, that's the end of that dream. Or
wait,
at least
what?
The
that's the end?
Did he hurt you? Like, did
you
die?
You didn't die? What?
Yeah, I died,
I opened
I think.
My eyes.
Oh, you died.
I think he attacked me and I possibly died, or
oh,
I just
gosh.
Woke up, or it moved on to the next part of the dream. Mm. Whatever the case may be, that was the first one. Now, the second one, let me set the scene here. It's morning time. We're in a cow pasture, my grandmother's cow pasture specifically, and there's a pond right by it. It's not too far away from it. So, you know, it's pretty beautiful. You got the sun pouring in. You're on this open field, and you got your little pond not too far away. Well, it was me and Jay in the cow pasture, and we were walking towards the backside of it, and there was this long grapevine there, and... We were walking towards it. I don't really know what we were doing there, maybe looking for grapes. I do remember I somehow got on top of it, and I sat there.
On the grapevine?
Yeah, on the grapevine.
Is it like the grapevine that she actually has in her yard?
Yeah, it looks like that, pretty much. So I jump up and sit on it. I'm just, you know, enjoying my time.
Then I hop down. You're just going down the grapevine back and forth. So then we both start walking towards just down it. And this little Native American guy, I think he was a Native American Indian's child, because there was a tribe or something nearby.
Hmm.
He jumps out and goes like, boo, yeah, you know, I'm a scary monster or whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
He could speak very well English, too. Okay. So he didn't even have an accent, I don't think. I was like, huh, and I don't think we were scared, the poor fella.
the same Shadow Man?
No, it's not a Shadow Man.
So this Native is just American a Native American man.
This is a Native American
child.
Yeah, okay. It's a kid.
Okay.
It's just a little kid. You know, just imagine a tribal kid, American, yeah. Anyway, he jumps out and he's like, boo. No, he's wearing his tribal uniform. I'm scary and whatnot. You know, he's trying to scare us. He tried to spook us.
Was it more enthusiastic than that?
Yeah, he's like, boo, I'm scary.
Hey, you know? There we go. That's proper reenactment. There we go.
Yeah, something like that. We're like, ha-ha.
Yeah, boo, I'm scary.
That was fun.
We were like, yeah, that's not very funny. Anyway, I was like, but then I thought, I had this shadow guy appear in my dream not too long ago. So I asked him, and I don't remember the specific names of it, are the shadow terrors real or something like that?
This is all in the dream, right?
Yes. So I don't know if we walked down the field first and then I asked him it, or if I asked him it and then we walked down the field towards the pond. Anyway, we're like under this tree kind of near the end of the field where the pond is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he, you know, he's like, yes, they are. We're still at the grapevine here.
Oh, that was very...
Yeah, he got really serious. Clay. He's like,
That was very...
Really?
That was actually kind of creepy.
Okay, yeah, they are. And he said, you can walk down the grapevine if you want to, you know, avoid them.
Mm.
So he's warning us. He's like, you know, so we're still at the grapevine at this point. But then for some reason, we're at the end of the field where the pond is, and there's this big tree above our head. I think it's a big oak tree, and it's not too far away. Anyway... And then I look into the pond, and the Native American kid is right next to us, I think. Uh-huh. I look at the pond in the distance, and there's a little bit of fog, and I see this very skinny shadow guy inside the pond, hunched over like this, I think.
Oh, my gosh. This is terrifying.
Hunched and I was over like an old...
And he was just kind of...
It's like Slenderman?
Yeah, kind of. And he was just in the middle of the pond, about waist high, and he was just hunched staring, kind of.
Staring at you.
Yeah. Like the dead raccoon we saw in there?
It was a person, though.
Okay. Oh. But it was, never mind.
It was a slender person, kind of like Slender.
So it was foggy, and he was like...
Kind of, it was a little bit foggy, not like where you could see.
Dude, that is creepy.
Yeah, and then I just kind of looked out, and there were several of them just...
Ooh.
I don't know.
Sitting.
Oh. I don't think there are several Slendermen, so you got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, but no,
okay.
He was just sitting in the pond, you know, they're just kind of maybe moving a little bit. They were just out there.
Oh.
And...
That's creepy.
And I was like, oh, man. You know, yeah, like, that's creepy. They're just kind of, you can just see their faint shadow. And, I mean, it's not, it's in the morning, so it's not that creepy. It's just like, you know that feeling when you're in a video game?
Yeah.
And there's this ancient golem that you come across that's been there for centuries. This is an example.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. And you get that feeling like, whoa, that's cool. He's been there a while. He's seen a lot of things. And, how wise could this golem be? But he can't talk to you. So it's like, You know that feeling, kind of.
Mm-hmm. So this wasn't like a horror movie type situation. Okay. This was like, this is an NPC.
Well, it's kind of, he's just kind of hunched over there. And he, you know, it's just like, it's not like he looks, he's not a threat, it doesn't look like.
Okay.
He's just sitting there and just looking, you know, off. It's just kind of eerie, but not really, not that creepy. But anyway, then I don't know what happens, but as I'm staring at him, more and more kind of appear in a way. But then they turn into birds.
Ooh, it just got creepy.
Shadow birds.
Yeah, and I think a storm might be just a little bit overhead. Possibly it's starting to get dark or something. And they turn into birds. And there are various different kinds of birds. But one stood out specifically.
Oh, my.
And it was kind of like an egret or something. But it was black.
Ooh.
Had a long, you know, it had a nose. And it had how the black widow...
It had a nose.
It had a long beak.
Yeah.
And you know how black widows have the hourglass on their bellies?
Yeah.
It had that down its nose.
So this sounds like a snake neck bird with an hourglass on its face.
I don't know, but anyway, it had a gray beak, you know, and it was black. And then it started coming out of the water, And then, you know, it was looking at me. I'm focusing on the specific bird. There was a whole bunch of different birds. Mm-hmm. Not all of them were coming after us.
But this one stood out.
This one stood out. And he was flailing. He's like,
flailing his wings?
Well, he was, you know, he was just kind of going crazy a little bit in
was
the water.
He was in the water, not flying.
Yeah, yes, he's still in the water where the Shadow Man was. Okay. It might have been that first Shadow Man.
Did all of them turn into egrets? Into herons or egrets?
Well, so, yeah, I need to explain this transition.
So, did it look like an anhinga, which is what, did it look like that?
Yes, it looked like that, except it had a gray beak and it had an hourglass
neck. An anhinga, a snake neck bird.
Yep.
It looked like look it up. I can't put it on the screen because there's no screen.
Yeah. So, I'll explain, actually. So, the transition, it was the shadow guy in the water, and then as I was staring at him, birds started to come in, I think, and there might have been a couple shadow guys in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Birds started to come in, and the shadow guys themselves started to turn into birds. But one specifically turned into this weird bird, and it was flailing like this. You know,
oh, that's creepy.
It's a little weird.
Flailing its wings in the water.
He was just kind of looking at me. You know, he's kind of just jazzing out, I think, a little bit. And he starts making his way out of the water. Now, me and you are at the end of the field looking out at the pond, and we're like, all right, we're going to start getting out of here. And I told Jay, you need to watch, because you, I think, were trying to run away. And I was like, no, you need to watch the bird as you're backing up. Because apparently, if you've ever watched Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like the Weeping Angel. The Weeping Angel.
That's like the only episode I've ever seen of Doctor Who, and it terrified me.
So while you're staring at them, they might have been walking towards you or whatever, but I don't think it would attack you. But when you looked away, it would attack you.
So they're called in the show, they're called Weeping Angels, right?
Yes.
So the Weeping Angels are stone statues that when you look at them, they don't move. They're just stone statues.
Yeah.
But every time you turn the lights off and turn it back on, they're in a different place, coming closer and closer to you.
Yeah. Or if you blink.
Or if you blink, that's right. So just to give a little context there, they're terrifying. So in the dream, that would be horrifying.
Now, yes, they moved. They would move towards you, but they wouldn't attack you. Now, you were, you know, then you were looking at them, and I think we were starting to back up and try to go back towards the grapevine. And I turned around, and I think there might have been a few birds coming from behind us, too, but I don't know if they're attacking us or what. Then when I looked back, I'm pretty sure when I looked back, he was right there. And you know how an ostrich runs in it?
Yes.
That's what it looked like.
Like in the Lion King, or not in the Lion King, but like an ostrich in general, when they kind of run and flare their wings up in the air.
That's what it looked like, and it was coming towards me like this, and then it attacked me, basically.
Oh, geez.
And then I woke up or whatever.
Why do you keep dying in your dreams?
I think, or something like that.
I don't know that I die in my dreams.
So
that was very eerie and creepy and nightmare invoking.
That's the second dream.
We should start drawing those dreams.
We just got one more.
One more dream, and I had this last night.
One more Shadow Man dream.
And now, I don't know if there's going to be more Shadow Men as time goes on, but this was the last one I had, and it was the last one.
Document them if they are, because we need to keep track of this. This is interesting.
All right, let me set the scene. So we're at my house, and our house has a large separate house behind it. It's a clubhouse. It's like a double-decker shed area, kind of. It's a clubhouse.
Yeah.
And it's a big one. It has a balcony that goes out. So we're under the balcony, and we're sitting on one of the steps. And right in front of our clubhouse, if you go straight and a little bit left, kind of diagonal, you can go to the door. Well, it was me, Jay, and I think Mama, maybe Isabella. I'm not sure.
Oh, thanks. Okay. I wasn't in your dream.
No, you could have been there too. I really don't remember.
Oh, it's okay. You don't have to make me feel better. I wasn't in the dream.
Well,
of course.
So I'm sitting there on the steps, and we were wanting to get to this door, but there's a problem. There's a cat.
Ooh, cat's meow.
And this cat is solid black.
Ooh.
And it looks like
Nina's cat.
Yes, like Callie, Nina's cat, our grandmother's cat. And it's sitting there on the ground, and it's just, you know, staring at us, just like straight at us. Now, its eyes are like yellowish.
Mm.
And it
like Callie.
Yeah, like Callie. Now, I don't know why, but somehow I determined that this cat was one of the shadow creatures or something. So it's one of the weird shadow things. But this time, so if you think about it like this, originally, at the start of the first dream that I said when I remembered, it was a little shadow man,
mm-hmm.
and then he attacked me and it was done.
Mm-hmm.
Then it went to a shadow man turned into a bird, and then it was done.
Yeah.
And now it's starting out as a cat.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
What's next?
So basically,
the raven, the shadow raven.
That's where I thought you were going with the birds.
Yeah, no, that's where I thought he was going to.
That would be creepy.
So there's a cat in front of your clubhouse. You're trying to get in, but is he blocking your way?
Yeah, he's blocking our way. So when I get up, now this cat will, I think, attack me if I try to get near the door. But so I get up, and then I'm walking towards the door. But it was really weird, because I think he would, whenever I got up and I started to walk towards him, I think his eyes turned purple or something, maybe red. Purple. No idea.
Cat.
Probably purple. And he would go up and he would, I think, try to attack me possibly. But then if I went back towards the doorsteps, it would be all right. I'm pretty sure is how it went. So I was like, man, this kind of sucks. But then, also, this was a very tricky feline. So his thing was to deceive me to go back to the clubhouse, basically, I think.
Wait, so he was trying to get you to go into the clubhouse?
He wanted me to go back to the clubhouse and not get to the house, I think.
But I thought you were trying to get into the clubhouse.
Oh, no, we're underneath the clubhouse balcony, sitting on one step.
Okay. So we're trying to get to the house.
Yeah,
okay.
We're trying to get back to the house. It's me and my family.
Makes sense.
Some of my family.
I was confused.
But he wants you to
stay in the clubhouse.
Stay in the clubhouse?
Yes. He doesn't want me to get to the door. He kind of does this trickery. He can do this trickery stuff, and it will get me to go back to the clubhouse, because somehow get me to go back to the clubhouse. So, I'm kind of getting frustrated with him, though. So I'm walking, and at one point, I go up to him, he dashes behind me, and then all of a sudden, I just kind of stumble back, and I feel the clubhouse. So I'm walking out from the clubhouse. I may be 7 feet away, something like that, maybe 10. Anyway, so I'm walking out, and then he's right there in front of me, right in front of the animal room that we also have outside. And he dashes behind me, and then I take two steps, and I feel the clubhouse right at my hips, I'm sitting on it. I'm like, wait a second, this isn't right, because I didn't go far enough back. So I turn around, and the cat's there, and there is this magical, seat that has appeared behind me, step.
Did you just get chills?
I was getting really creeped out. You said magical, and it kind of put me off, it sounds magical, but I was really creeped out.
Okay, imagine this. It's just one of the clubhouse. It's a fake clubhouse step, and it's made out of wood, and it just appears there. Well, I touch and I look around, and I see the cat sitting next to it or something, and it's there. So I touched it, and his point was he wanted to make me think that I was back at the clubhouse, but in reality,
you had walked away from the clubhouse, but he had.
He wanted me to think I was back at the clubhouse, so I don't know. He wanted to make me think I was back at the clubhouse, basically, and I was under it. So maybe to trick me into somehow where he could trick me back to getting in it. I don't know exactly. But when I turned around, I saw it for a second. I think it disappeared because it didn't work because I saw it. And then it gets a little bit blurry. I'm not exactly sure what happened. I don't know if I went back to the clubhouse and just saw him sitting there. Anyway, that was the end.
So wait, on the first dream, he was trying to keep you from getting out the door, right?
Yes.
And the second dream, he was just there. Or was he trying to keep you from going somewhere?
No, he was just there, and he came towards me out of the lake.
And the third time, he was trying to keep you from getting somewhere.
Yep.
Interesting.
It's kind of weird.
I wonder if there's a pattern there.
I don't know.
He's trying to hold you back.
Yeah, that was the one last night. I don't know if there will be another one.
Did this happen three consecutive days in a row?
Maybe not three consecutive, but they happen near each other.
I'm not trying to do anything superstitious or anything. I'm just curious about.
Yeah, it's weird, though.
What's the pattern?
Now, I say those three dreams, but I think I've had ones in the past with them in it as well. Now,
that's interesting.
Yeah, I had a Spider-Rick Chronicle dream, and he might have been in that one as well.
I don't have any made-up characters that are repeating characters. I have people that repeat in my dreams, of course, but not any made-up characters. When I tell y'all about this dream with the old lady, and I wonder if she'll be a repeat character. That was a weird dream.
Yeah, but that was basically it. The weird thing was, now I'm not saying this cat thing was, somehow I got the impression that it was the shadow creature, but it was a black cat.
You just intuitively knew because you were in a dream that you got the vibes.
Yeah, that it was the shadow
dream creature. Vibes.
Dream vibes. You just know things. It's like being inside your own mind. You just intuitively know things.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, it's just that feeling of like, oh, I know this, and it's normal.
But from the shadow creature, the one I said in the first dream, to the one at the lake, I think it was a big gap of time, or is a fair gap of time in between. Then from that one to the next one, it was less time.
Okay. All right, so I guess I'll tell my dream now. Let's see. Let me pull it up. It's a long dream. All right, let me get my lips all buttered up so I can talk.
Buttered lips.
All right. I hope I wrote this down right because sometimes I have grammatical errors and it's hard to read. Let's see. Okay. I was hanging out with some people in the dream. I think they were my friends in the dream, of course. Like, they were dream friends.
Yep.
Or at least I knew them. The location was weird. It was like the front of the inside of Chick-fil-A, but when you went through the door to where that would normally lead to the kitchen, it was a city. The city that everybody lived in, apparently. So everybody lived in the city behind the door that led to the kitchen.
City.
Yeah. The city looked dystopian. It had many skyscrapers, and they were covered in vines.
Ooh.
In parts of the city, it was like Nashville, Georgia. It also had swamps and forests. I got word that the city was going to tear down everything and rebuild it at no cost to the people. So the city was going to level the city, and they were going to rebuild everything, everybody's homes and everything.
Well,
but they weren't going to charge anybody.
No, that's nice.
Yeah, productive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was busy doing some Chick-fil-A related things because I worked there, and I guess I was kind of working, kind of not in this dream. But it said, I walked by a group of people. I started talking to this one girl, mentioning the demolition plans as I walked by. She said I was going... Oh, wait. I said I was going into the creepy old abandoned house that was built in the swamp.
Of course.
Oh.
I wanted to go before it was destroyed.
That's logical.
Yeah.
Now I mean, that's logical.
Yeah, I want to go before... It was this creepy old house. Now, I had been in this... another. Oh, no, wait. Now, this house had a reputation for being a creepy swamp house. No one lived there, and it had been there for many, many years. Like, hundreds, it seems like. Huh. And I had gained the name... No, wait. And it had gained the name The Witch's House.
Oh, my.
The girl wasn't interested at first, but I made myself out to be brave and daring.
Ah, Colton the Brave.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going in. I may not survive, but it's going to be exciting.
Going into The Witch's House.
So I eventually convinced her to go with me. So we made plans to go later that night.
Cool, smooth talker.
Oh, yeah, I'm so smooth. Y'all know me, Mr. Buttery.
Butter lips. That's what I call him.
This sounds like the perfect horror movie.
Yep, I just Rico Suave'd her into coming with me to an old abandoned house. How romantic. I don't even know if I was, like, interested in this girl in the dream or if, like, I was just, like... I want somebody to come with me. I'm pretty sure I was interested in him. Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah, she became more interested, and I eventually convinced her to go with me. So we made plans to go later that night. Strange things started happening to me, though.
Oh, boy.
And before long, I had gained the ability to turn into a bat.
Oh, so some Dracula.
Yeah, like I made plans to go to the witch's house, then I started turning into a bat.
Oh, so, dude, it's because you had the bat bite.
You didn't
get rabies, you just turned into a bat.
Yeah, that's what it was. Earlier this year, I got bit by a bat that was a baby bat, and I was paranoid that I had rabies. But this is a side story. But I didn't know what was happening, but I had to go to the new house now to find some answers. Later that night, we ventured off into the swamp. I had my drone with me, intent on getting some B-roll on the house.
Of course.
We arrived at the big, creepy old house, and I had been there before, but I didn't stay long. I had just walked around, went upstairs, and gotten out. But this time, when we got there, I got out my drone and flew backwards into the house. After I got the shot, I collected my drone, and we went on through the house. As we approached the stairs, we heard something. Like a creak on an old wooden floor.
Oh.
Now we were a little freaked out.
but I had to see what it was. As we went up the stairs, I began to hear a TV. And as we approached the top, I saw a bed. In the bed was an old woman.
Oh, this is getting... What's wrong with y'all?
I don't know.
Minds?
This is weird.
We were not expecting anyone to be there, so it was very strange. The woman didn't seem too distraught and almost seemed to be expecting us to be there. The woman spoke somewhat oddly, but calculated. I'm glad to see you are here, she said. Now let's get down to business.
Oh, no.
Oh, you went to the witch's house, boy.
Yeah. I, of course, didn't have a clue what she meant. You got a few things to learn if you're going to save the timeline, she said.
Oh.
What? I said. What are you talking about? Well, first, your wife. She's in danger. If she marries the wrong man, she's destined to die. I'll show you. And we suddenly swooped into a dream.
So now it's back to the future.
Yeah. And we suddenly swooped into a dream, or a vision of the future that worked like a dream. I saw two people, one my future wife, and the other was another man. Trekking through the swamp, they suddenly froze. The old lady said, see, if she marries the wrong man, she will go to the swamp and be eaten by a giant dinosaur.
Oh, my God.
And then I saw huge alligators come from all around and in a big circle and come and devour them as they were frozen in time.
That's awful.
Then I saw pieces of their rotting corpses laying beside a tree.
Jeez, what is wrong with y'all? Your minds are twisted.
The girl's face looked towards me with no skin and blood everywhere.
Oh my gosh. Get that out of here.
This was the dream.
That was horrible.
Clay, yours isn't looking so bad now.
Mine, I didn't think looked so bad until I'm reading it out loud. The old lady's voice came out of her mouth, out of the dead woman's mouth.
Ooh. Oh, no. You're going to have to cut some of this out, no. Carly.
And said, and then they will be regurgitated alive and eaten over and over again.
Oh, that's awful. This is like the worst movie.
Rated R plus.
Oh. And then I saw a dramatic underwater shot of pieces of meat being eaten by a swarm of alligators.
Oh my God.
That's horrible.
Dude, what have you been watching?
I have no idea. I then was swooshed out of the dream. She said, that's not all, and proceeded to show me what happens if she marries another man.
That's if she doesn't marry another man?
If she doesn't marry me.
What?
They were all bad. I said, my gosh, will all that really happen to her like that? She said, of course not. It's called dream exaggeration.
Like,
wait, what?
Dream exaggeration.
Like how I said that it was giant dinosaurs when in reality it was alligators.
I was wondering about that, of course.
This is a skill you will learn if you're going to be a dream master.
Oh, so now you went from saving the timeline, now you're a dream master.
Yeah, I was bouncing all over the place.
You're training.
But it will be really bad, so let's get down to your training. Let's see. But it will be really bad, so let's go get your training started and go find this girl to rescue. She then turned into a bat and flew through the house, out the top floor window, and into the swamp. I turned into a bat too, but I didn't want to cross the beam of light. I didn't know if it would burn me. She saw me and said, you idiot, you flew here in the sunlight.
Oh, man.
She got jokes.
And now you're afraid to cross a little beam of light? The sun doesn't hurt us, dummy. I figured she had a fair point, so I crossed the line and followed her into the swamp to begin my training a dream master.
Is that where it ended?
It ended there.
Oh.
Well, tonight, will you become the Dream Master?
I don't know, man.
I want to know. That was really good. Like,
yeah,
that was epic, wasn't it?
You could write a book or...
That's the second dream, though. You've been like, I should write a book.
We should film a movie or something. Like, that's really cool.
The Dream
Master. The Dream Master.
Like, once a month or so, I'll have this really... It seems like well-thought-out dream that just happens. And I'm like, should I write that down? And I'm like, yeah, I'll write it down. And then I read it later. I'm like, so glad I wrote that down.
I know. It's like it's a nothing.
Yeah. Like, I was like, that dream was kind of interesting, but it wasn't that interesting. But after reading it,
oh my God,
I'm so glad I didn't forget that one. Man,
part about Dreammaster. The part about the regurgitated faces.
That's disgusting, man.
Like, I remember it. She was laying in the swamp, and it was like this disfigured face. Ew. And out of her mouth came the mouth of the witch. Like the voice of the witch talking. That's, and it was horrible. It was so, like, it was normal in the dream, but it was so strange. But it was like,
but that's like such well thought out cinematography. Yeah. Like, if that were a horror movie or something,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so it was, I don't know, what have I been watching?
What,
dude?
Have you been watching, or what are you so taking? It's that creatine stuff.
I think this was
there
before
was no
the creatine.
Rainbows in that.
There was no rainbows in that. No rainbow. A rainbow unicorn.
It was like, yeah, unicorn. I don't even know what happened to the girl I brought there in the first place, because like, she wasn't mentioned again. Who is that? Oh.
Oh, wait.
Well, that was interesting.
Clorox wipes. Two people have called us now.
I know, right? We can't go through a Dreamcast without getting called. It's funny. But but anyway, so in this dream, I was like going to become a superhero, like a time-traveling, dream-mastering superhero. And the logic was you had to learn to exaggerate dreams because you had to make them, I don't know, more consequential or something. I'm not sure, but like to warn people about the future or something. I don't even know, but it was like a time traveling dreamscape.
Interesting.
It was so weird.
And so it's Back to the Future meets Dracula meets.
Yeah.
But something else.
And she could like pause time too, because in the where they got eaten by the alligators, they froze in the middle of this circle of alligators.
Gosh.
And there were several more stories like this, but I don't remember them because, like, that's all I could remember. But she took me through several different versions with several different people, like, and they were all bad.
So, oh gosh. So you should have written them down.
Yeah, no, I tried. As soon as I woke up, I wrote them down. I wrote whatever I could remember down, but I couldn't remember those.
Okay. Well, so let me get this straight. So, you're trying to learn the power of dream exaggeration, and to her, what dream exaggeration was she was like, they'll be eaten by a gigantic dinosaur.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be alligators. So
they were still giant alligators.
Giant alligators.
Like, what I was seeing was what was really going to happen, but she was telling it in a more dramatic way, but I was seeing it as it really was. So they were really going to be eaten,
like,
by alligators.
Whatever she says is like what happens in the dream.
But yeah, basically what she was reading. She was basically telling the story as I was seeing it in real life quotation marks. But but yeah, it was interesting. There was like a whole lore behind it and everything. Yeah. There was like a dystopian city, and there was an old witch that lived in a house.
That's,
she didn't
so
look
cool.
Like a witch, but she was, yeah. And it was like, I can picture the house. You walk in, so you, when you walk in, we'll say the front door is on the left. You walk into this wooden cabin, like, with wooden floors, like a birch color wooden floor. Mm-hmm. With darker color walls. You walk all the way to the right. It's a small house, but you walk all the way to the right, and there's a spiral staircase that leads up to the top floor. And so you get up to the top floor, you look over there, and what was weird about it is I heard the TV, because there was not supposed to be any electricity. So, mm-hmm. I look over there, and there's a bed with an old woman laying in it. And
that just sounded like a TV when she snored.
No. There was a TV.
There's a TV in there?
There was a TV in there. She was watching the TV, which was what alerted me that there was someone there. Hmm. But, yeah. So that was a weird dream.
That is a weird dream. Hmm. And that went all from a city going to be destroyed.
Yeah, all from a dystopian city. I don't even know what happened to that dystopian city that came out of the kitchen in the
Chick-fil-A. Yeah, because weren't they going to destroy the building?
Yeah. So maybe I had to save that timeline too, because her house was going to destroy it. And it was in the middle of like this amazing swamp.
Wow.
Maybe you'll learn that if you have another dream.
Maybe I'll become
the
dream master.
That's one of those that makes you angry to wake up, because you're like, that was going somewhere.
But it ended on such a good note, though, because it was like, it's time to begin your training, and we flew off. But I found it funny. She had several lines like that where it was like, you idiot. Like, think for a minute. Like,
she's
use
an actual
logic.
Character.
Yeah, she had a personality.
Yeah, she did. And I didn't do it justice reading it, because her personality, I said it when I was reading it, but she spoke oddly but calculated. So she was like, her manner of speaking was, I don't even remember what it sounded like, but she was just kind of, almost joking like, but in a very matter of fact way. So yeah,
I kind of get what you mean.
Yeah, so she had like those weird lines. Like I was thinking, should I cross this? Like I had logic. Like I might get burned if I cross this line. But she was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, you flew here in the sun. What are you thinking? And I thought that was great. A great part of the dream. I was like, that's amazing. She just roasted me in my own dream.
Yeah.
So if she's a reoccurring character, that would be pretty cool.
The witch lady.
The old witch lady. I think she was supposed to be like the witch in Brave.
Huh.
Yeah. She does have a personality.
Yeah. So that might have been what it was. Anyway. Anything you guys want to talk about before we end this podcast off?
I have one more dream I can talk about, but we gotta really. Yeah, it's a quick dream. I'll just go ahead and say it. Kind of similar to the bat thing.
All right. We'll end the podcast out on this dream.
Yes. So I'll just try to run through it quickly. I'm in my neighborhood. I'm at the house on the end of the street where the corner is. And I'm there with. And I'm on top of the house. Yeah, I think I already said that. Anyway, I'm up there, and I'm with Tanner Witt, who is...
Oh, boy.
He's a tricker. And he was, like, the third person ever to do a standing double backflip. And anyway, we were up there, and we were jumping off, but instead of, like, doing a flip or something, like, related to tricking...
Mm-hmm.
We had these prosthetic wings underneath our arms.
What?
You know on How to Train Your Dragon?
Yeah, the
wingsuit.
The wingsuit, uh-huh.
It was like, it looked like that kind of, except for skin, I think.
Sweet.
Yeah, so if you know
were
what
a flying squirrel.
Yes, so if you know what a wingsuit is, then you can imagine kind of what this looks like. Except instead of it being fabric, it was skin, I think. I don't know if it was real skin or not. And I was like, when I was up there, and Tanner Witt had it too, but I was like, when did I get this done? And why did I get this done? It's not worth it. But the weird thing was, whenever I looked underneath my arm, I think like the skin would fold back or something into my side or something other, because it wasn't there, I don't think. But anyway. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it was just an interesting dream mechanics.
Yeah. Anyway, well, we jumped off, you know, and we're gliding. I think we did it once. Like, yeah, this is pretty cool. Then we went up to the, on top of the roof, and there was, and the part we were jumping off, Tanner Witt asked, well, can we buy these things? And he meant the shingles, but I couldn't think of the name either of them. But
them things, right?
These things. Can we buy these things? So I was like, yeah, we can. And we're going to go to Walmart afterwards, I think. And I was like,
why do you want to buy shingles?
Because this was my logic in my dream, I think. I was wondering why he was asking it, because for some reason it was obvious to me. If you're on someone's house and you're jumping off of it, you don't have to replace their shingles.
Oh.
But apparently, then I thought, well, maybe on like the West Coast or wherever he lives, maybe if you jump off someone's roof, you do have to replace their shingles. It might be different than here. So I was like, yeah, we might be able to, you know, to get some at Walmart. But I couldn't, for some reason, I couldn't think of shingles. Then my mother and I think you, Jay, and my brother who is sitting beside me and...
What?
Yes, okay. Jay, my brother who is sitting beside me. Cut that out.
Inside joke we keep repeating that nobody knows what the heck it's about.
Okay, just cut it out. Okay, anyway. And y'all were like, get down from there! With less voice crack. But, and then, you know, I jumped down. But I was thinking while I was up there... Well, how does this not hurt? Like, this should hurt because it's just like a thin piece of skin.
It's your skin.
It's stretching out a little ways to my arm, like to my elbow and maybe to my hip.
To your weenus?
To your weenus? To your weenus to the hip.
Elbow weenus?
Yeah.
That's the little flap on your elbow. It's not anything inappropriate.
Yes. And when I jumped down, you know, like...
You had a super weenus that connected to your hip. That's what you had, boy.
That's what I was just thinking.
Super weenus.
Okay. But when
what's your superhero name?
No, it's not.
We got One Punch Man, we got Pretty Pretty Prisoner, and then we got Super Weenus.
He glides around and attacks his foes with speed and precision. Anyway... I jumped down, and you know, like, after you do a lot of pull-ups, how your lats are sore?
Uh-huh.
Well, I felt a spike of that.
Ooh.
Because I was like, how could this not hurt? So go down, go to the ground. My mother is upset a little bit for good reason, because I was on a random stranger's house. And then I go back, and then this weird thing happens where I have trouble standing up. But apart from that, that's basically it.
Hmm.
I was like a bat as well, but I was a human bat, but not
dragon. Wait a minute. Hold on. We were both human bats?
Well, no, I wasn't a bat. I was like a flying squirrel.
Oh, okay.
He was a human flying squirrel.
You got me all excited for a second there. I thought we were both bats in our dreams. I was like, what?
Man, no, why can't I dream about being a bat?
So cool.
Hey, you had that cool dream about, what was it?
What?
Remind me again, what was it?
About what was the swimming dream? In the water. And
talking dolphin.
Talk the dolphin?
Wait, yeah, what? Yeah. You had that cool dream about the shark and the dolphin. That's pretty epic.
Yeah, I guess so. But it just doesn't. I wasn't a bat.
You have the cool reoccurring places, and I have the storytelling, and Clay has the lore.
Yeah.
Like, he's got this weird lore going
on of shadow people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I keep dreaming about shadow people, I might come back and mention it. But yeah. I don't know where this would go, because I dreamed about it last night.
I mean, Colton, if you have recurring dreams about the witch lady,
yeah,
I hope that happens, actually, because that would be super interesting to hear what happens next.
The training begins.
Yeah. She wasn't even a witch. She was a dream master.
A dream master.
Yeah. She was just confused by a witch because she looked like one. Anyway, guys, I think we're going to end the podcast off like that. And I don't know when this will be posted. Hopefully Wednesday or Saturday. Probably Saturday. We missed last Saturday. I hate not having a consistent schedule, but we're going to get there. So hang in there. If you like Dreamcast, share it with your friends. Share it on Facebook. That would be greatly appreciated. But you don't have to do that, because I know that's annoying. But at least keep watching, because... or keep listening, because we do enjoy making these. So
it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. We're going to try to get into a podcast recording studio soon, or like, you know, up our gear soon. So keep being dreamy. We don't have a slogan to end off on. So we got to think of one. Oh, and as always, if you have the Dreamcast app, which I'm sure you heard an ad for in the middle of this, send us in a call-in.
We have an app?
Yeah.
Oh, no way, guys.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We don't have an app. I meant the Anchor app.
Oh, my gosh. I thought we had an app.
If we had an app.
Why don't we have an app?
Wait, we need an app. We can do a Facebook page.
Yeah, we can do it. Hey, I got an Instagram. I mean, we made an Instagram. I got an Instagram, too, but we made an Instagram for Dreamcast. Go follow that.
Yeah, send us in some of your dreams, and we'll talk about them.
That would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, heck yeah. That would be awesome. And any questions?
We'll give our take on them.
Heck yeah.
Whatever that's worth.
That would be awesome. So we're still trying to come up with a slogan, but stay dreamy, guys.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll talk at you later.
Bye.
Oh! Now I get an hour and a half of editing.
Bye. Bye.